So we left off yesterday, we just introduced the sugya of Nasan Huva Amrahi. It's a situation where he gives the ring, and she's the one who says the Lashon of Kiddushin. So the Gemara had two opinions about this. One opinion the Gemara was is that it's absolutely not acceptable. And the second opinion the Gemara was that it's misafik, not acceptable. We're not sure what the din is. Sveiki v'chashir midrabanim. So we left off yesterday trying to figure out, according to the second Lashon of the Gemara, why exactly is it a safek? What exactly is an akudas a safek? What is the point of doubt? Why the shura should not be a valid condition? So we saw two different approaches in the Rishon yesterday, what the issue potentially revolves around. So Rashi explained that it all boils down to exeris akosef, because the Torah presents kedushin as being kiikach, and the Tashma Peh explains that kiikach below kisikach, that he has to be the active player under the chuppah. What the Gemara is not sure about is how much of the action has to be done by him. Is it sufficient that the action be done just the giving of the ring by him? That's good enough. Or do I say no? That the speaking, the saying of the Reyat is such an integral part of kedushin that maybe that also has to be said by him. And if she takes that role, so now that throws into question whether the kiyikach is really done in the complete form or not. So according to Rashi, everything revolved around the din, about halacha, about what exactly the parameters of this din in a Torah called kiyikach lo kisikach. But we saw another Rishon who didn't seem to buy into this. We saw the Torah quotes the name of the Raman, and the Ran had this idea also, a little bit of a different way, that it's not really a halacha question, it's more of a psychological question. I mean, the halacha is going to depend on what the psychology is. Namely, can we assume, if he gave her a ring and didn't say anything, he just merely heard her say something, can we assume that he really was masking to get married or not? Can we say that it was real das kedushin or not? That's what the Rama was of the opinion, that, let's say, he gives her the ring and she says a reyat, and he kind of nods and he, you know, puts his thumbs up. Yeah, great, he's masking. It's clear that he's masking, so that would be good. Even though maybe there was no real formal amira. You don't need a formal amira according to the Rama. All you need is a clear indication that he's masking. Why don't we say shtika kodo? Why don't we say that just for the fact that he's not protesting, that in of itself is an indication? So we quoted the Ran yesterday that said, from the man's vantage point, he doesn't feel the need to protest. He'll figure, okay, so maybe he's married. He's not married. It doesn't bother him too much because he knows he can always, in the back of his mind, marry somebody else, which we said that's going to change Bizman Hazeh. That may change the entire assessment of what the psychology was, Bizman Hazeh post Chayim Derben Gershom. But on top of them, we have two different approaches in the Rishonim. What is the ultimate problem? What is the deficiency with Nasan Huva Amrahi? Is it a halachic problem of kikach and not kisikach, like Rashi? Or is it more of a das issue, like the tour, like the Ramah, like the Ran was suggesting? But the real root of the question becomes, why should one learn the Gemara like Rashi, or why should one learn the Gemara like the other Rishonim? So we said at the very end of the Shir yesterday that it seems to revolve around what exactly the nature of the din of Dibur by conditions altogether. And we had four blot in the Gemara telling us, you know, how do you know Kesem? How do you know Shtar? How do you know Bia? Each one is quoted a pasuk, and then the Gemara begins Tarabon and Nasan Kesem and Amalar Rebbe Kudashesli. The Mishnah, the Brises, the Taroim speak about the need of saying Harayat. And the question: where did that come from? We all know we've all been at weddings. We've all heard the Harayat. So where does it come from? What's the source? We're not immediately that you have to have a deeper by Kedushin. So we have two totally different ways of understanding that. One way of understanding is I don't need a source for Harayat. The real method of Kiddushin is Keser Shtar Bia. Well, the problem is that how do you know that the person is doing it with his Kiddushin? How do you know this is not just a gift? How do you know this is not just being stop having a Maisa Bia together? How do you know whether this action is really being done with Torah's Kiddushin or not? So the goal of the Reyat is simply to be Megala on what the Maisa Kiddushin is. The real Maisa Kiddushin in its entirety is the Kesef, is the Shtar, is the Bia. The role of the Dibur is just to prove for us that this is, in fact, the Maisa Kiddushin that's taking place. Well, maybe no. Maybe the goal of the Dibur is much more than that. Maybe the goal of the Dibur is that's all part of Kiyikach. Kiyikach means he has to take her. So you take somebody in multiple ways. You do a Maisa Kicha, and you do a Dibur of Kicha as well. We give Moshe Levinyas to Vikach Karach. Rashi says, Vikach is a Lashon, Kachero B'dvarim. Very often, Kach is a Levim. So Rashi says, Kachero B'dvarim. But the word Kicha in Lashon HaKodesh has the connotation of convincing somebody, of influencing somebody, of encouraging somebody to come and join you. So Kicha Chishisha means, don't just give her a ring and say nothing. Give her a ring and express what you want to do. That's all a Kiyam in Kiyikach. So the Chora, that's the point that Rashi and the other Rishonim are arguing about. according to Rashi, who understood that Kiyikach really has a dual meaning to it. Kiyikach means the Maisa Kedushin, and Kiyikach also includes the Dibur. And therefore Rashi says, wait a second, what if half of this Kiyikach is done by him, and half of the Kiyikach is done by her? So he did the Maisa, but she did the Dibur. So that's exactly what Chazal weren't sure about. That's exactly what Chazal were concerned. Maybe that's a deficiency in Kiyikach. Since Dibur, according to Rashi, is an integral part of Kiyikach, so now we can begin to discuss, but once we've elevated the Dibur to part of Kiyikach proper, it's not just a technicality, it's not just tangential, it's part of the Etzem Maisa Kedushin, it's part of Kiyikach, so now we have a Shaila. So wait a second, he did part of it, she did part of it. Can we really say with a straight face Kiyikach? Maybe that sounds like Kiyikach. Maybe that's no good. So according to Rashi, who made the entire Sefer the Gemara revolving around the magic words Kiyikach and not Kiyikach, it's clear that Rashi understood that the Dibur is really very much a part of the Etzem Kedushin itself. The other Rishon who didn't learn this way, the Ramah, the Tur, the Ran, who learned that the issue is just psychology. We're just trying to read his mind, that's all. He's not coming forth, he's not coming straight and telling us what he wants. He gave her a ring, and now she's saying something, and he's kind of listening. So did he really mean to be maskim? Did he not mean to be maskim? According to the other, we showed him that the entire discussion revolves around, well, is it clear that he means to give it his kedushin? Those we showed him seem to be understanding that Dibur is nothing more than just a way of proving what his intent is. So normally, Dibur is the method to prove his intent. In the absence of that Dibur, we're searching for other proofs. So can we use his shtika as a proof? Can we use his nodding as a proof? Are there other ways of assessing what his psychology, what his intent was? But according to the other Rishonim, who are putting their entire sugya in terms of psychology, in terms of consent or not consent, they seem to be almost playing down what the Dibur is. Dibur is not a halach of Kiyikach. Dibur is just simply a way of determining that the person really truly means to be Mekadesh to a woman.
According to the psychology
sheet,
could a third party?
Oh, that's exactly what we're going to get to right now. So Lechora, this fundamental machlekes of Rishonim, which seems to be dependent upon two very, very different approaches to what Dibur is or is not, this seems to be a Beferishin Gemara. If we take a look at the sixth of the Mar Mikamos, we mentioned this Gemara in passing the other day. So the Gemara tells us in the sixth of the Mar Mikamos, Gufa, Haya medabri ma'ishal iske gita v'kiddushah. If a man was speaking with a woman relating to inyanim of either getting or kiddushin, so we'll stick to the kiddushin part for our sugya. So let's say they're talking about getting married. He didn't mamar say the words hareyat, but they're talking about getting married. V'nasla gita v'kiddushah, and then he takes out a ring in the middle of this discussion. V'lay pirish, and he didn't say pemol. He didn't say exactly hareyat mukadeshusli. Rabbi Yosef Medayo, Rabbi Yosef says, that's enough, that's okay. The couple is considered to be married. Rabbi Yehuda Omet Tzorach Lefaresh. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, he's got to spell it out. He's got to say this is for marriage. He's got to say Areya. Anything short of that is not going to work. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel. So Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel qualifies what Rabbi Yosef says. For who shasukin be also in yon. The only time Rabbi Yosef would ever say that he doesn't have to spell out the lashon of kedushin, that's only if they were discussing things that were mamash relevant to getting married. As if you just stop a boy and a girl on a date together, they're talking about the weather, and he gives her a ring, that doesn't mean anything. But if they're talking about inyan of a marriage, so then and only then would we say that Rabbi Yosef would say daya, that's good enough. We're going to see in a minute. We're going to see. The Gemara is going to qualify that. The Chedam Rabbi Velazar Rabbi Osha Vushasuk Yosuidyin. So the Gemara says Ketanoi. The Gemara says, wait a second, not so simple. Who says that that's necessary? Maybe even if it's not a Sukkah Yosuidyin. Maybe as long as earlier in the day they were talking about marriage, and now 3 hours later he gives her a ring. Maybe that's good enough. As the Tanoim seem to say, Rabbi Yomer Vushasuk Yosuidyin. Rabbi Nanosi insists that you need a Sukkah Yosuidyin. But Velazar Rabbi Shimon Yomer Afmishen a Sukkah Yosuidyin. Blas B'Shimon seems to be even more lenient. He says, it doesn't matter. Even if they're not talking about marriage right now, that's also okay. The Gemara questions of Blas B'Shimon, how can it be? They talked about marriage at 8 o'clock in the morning, and now it's a very long day. Now it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They've been schmoozing about politics and the weather and everything else for the last 7 hours. And now, all of a sudden, he takes a ring out. Again, in the presence of Edim. If there are no Edim here, then there's nothing to discuss. In the presence of Edim, he takes out a ring and puts it on a finger. So the Gemara says, would anybody say that's good? How can that be good? He says, how does she know what he means? Maybe he just enjoyed the date and wanted to give her a gift. Maybe it's a birthday. Maybe it's a graduation. But I don't know why he's giving her the ring. So how is that a proof to anything? So clearly nobody could say that that's going to be acceptable. So the Gemara says, you're right. I'm going to buy me inyan the inyan b'yaseh inyan. When Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says that even though they're not asukim b'yosuini, that's still okay. But that means as follows. You know, the conversation of the day changes a little bit. So at the beginning of the date, at the 12 o'clock in the afternoon when the date started, they were talking very, very serious. They were talking what they call tachlas. They were talking about Babish getting married. That was 12 o'clock. Then, you know, things lightened up a little bit. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. What are they talking about at 3 o'clock? They're talking about apartment. How much is rent going to be in apartments in the Heights? They're talking about, you know, when are you graduating? You know, when are you finishing graduate school? They're talking about things that are marriage, wedding kind of things oriented. They're not talking about stuff about the latest Hawaii politics. They're talking about things that are hanogel mice in terms of marriage, but they're not mamish marriage per se. They're extended marriage things. So that's where Rabbi Shimon was willing to accept that. He says that as long as it hasn't been a complete change of discussion, even though it's not marriage mamish, but it's related to marriage things, so then it's understood in the context of this big discussion about all the grandiose plans. So as we know, it's a classic discussion. The boy and the girl, they're on the third date and they're already disagreeing about which school they're going to send their kids to. He says, I always tell them, first of all, you don't have any kids yet. And number two, the odds are the schools that you're arguing about probably won't even be in existence. They'll be bankrupt by the time you get around to it. He said, why don't you take things, you know, slowly in terms of your grandiose discussions. So that's what happens over here. That they're discussing things that are in Yanim, Inyan, but also Inyan. So then Rabbi Elazar Shimon says, that's okay. So the bottom line, what do you see from this Gemara? That according to the view of Rabbi Yossi, which the Gemara happens to paskin like explicitly a little bit later on, according to the view of Rabbi Yossi, you could have a marriage that took place without a real hareya, without a real lashon of kiddushin, as long as there was a discussion of marriage-related topics and a ring that's given in that context, that seems to be okay. So how do we understand this halacha? We have to go back to Achakira, what the role of dibur is. If the role of Dibur is merely just to prove what the intent of the parties is, so then this Gemara makes a lot of sense. So then we have proven what the intent of the parties is. If a couple is talking about marriage, even though he's not using a specific lashon of marriage, but they're talking about a union of a marriage, and then he puts a ring on her finger, we know what he means, and we know that she's consenting. To aid them there, we know exactly what's going on. So if you hold that the whole goal, the whole role of Dibur was just to make sure that we have the proper consent, so then the asukim b'yosuvinyan can substitute for that consent. The asukim b'yosuvinyan is also a clear indication that they're both consenting. But if you hold like the other side, like the quote from Reb Chaim, that's a din of kiyikach, it's a real halacha, you require a real bona fide dibur, and that's what Rashi says, if the woman does the dibur, that's going to throw off the kiyikach and kisikach. If there's apsad din, not just a psychological assessment, but it's a din, is a halacha of kiyikach, which includes dibur. So even if I know what's going on, even if we sized up what the consent is, but tachas, there was no dibur, there was no lashon of kiddushin, so we should disqualify this kiddushin. So what does Rabbi Yossi mean? How could the Gemara paskin that ain't tzach lefarish? So the answer is as follows, that when this sugya of hay medaber al iske gita v'kiddusha, the fact that a couple is talking about marriage, and then he puts a ring on her finger, so the reason why that's acceptable is not because we've proven psychologically that they mean to get married. No, there was a dibur. What was the dibur? Where was the dibur? So we've already learned there is no halacha Moshe Mesinai as to the text of what the dibur has to be. He doesn't have to say kiddushin. He could say erusin. He could say areat ishti. He could say areat lekuchasi. There are a lot of lashonos that the person could use to serve as a lashon of marriage. Nobody says that there's a din d'oraisa, you have to say kiddushin. That's absurd. It must be fairish that you can say any other lashon as long as it has some kind of connotation of marriage. So guess what? This is also a lashon of marriage. A boy says to a girl in the presence of Edim, let's see, how much rent can we afford to pay for the apartment that we're going to live in? That means they're getting married. That's exactly what it means. When he says to her, so tell me, you know, where are we going for after Sheva Brachas are over? That means we're getting married. So even though he didn't say the magic word Kiddushin, it doesn't matter. said that the din is, as long as he expresses a lashon, some kind of a dibor, which has some kind of a marriage connotation to it, he was yoytze the din of kiyikach. So the din of ha'imidaver ima, the fact that ha'imidaver ima suffices, according to the two sides in the Rishonim, two sides in Echakira, really has to be understood in one of two ways. Ha'imidaver ima, which is acceptable, ein soch lefarish, is pshat that you don't need a dibor, but it's ha'imas, who could be also inyan, you've circumvented the need of a dibor because you proved from the context in another way. It's like the husband nodding, it's like thumbs up, it's those kinds of almost external proofs, because that's all you needed dibor for anyway, was to prove what the intent was. Is that the pshat? That ein tzach lefarsh means you don't need dibor, or does ein tzach lefarsh mean you have dibor? It's not a lashon kiddushin, it doesn't matter. A lashon of renting an apartment is the halach equivalent of a lashon kiddushin. That's also okay. As long as it's clear from the context that this means marriage, that's also considered to be a lashon kiddushin. So everybody agrees to Rabbi Yossi, we paskin, the Gemara paskins like Rabbi Yossi, that hoy medaber l'isha l'iska gita v'kiddusha ein tzach l'farish. There's no need to spell out a re'at mekudesh li. But is that based on the fact that it's clear from context? Or is it based on the fact that that is the lashon dibur of kiddushin? That's a little bit still unclear.
If you say that it's the witnesses have to be with them the whole day.
That's right. The witnesses have to be. It's not the most private date. That's right. Right. The way Edom are, everything's on YouTube now. Everything's there. They're following along. They're videoing the whole thing. It's being broadcast throughout the world. So, at the end of the day, everybody agrees you need dibur, and everybody agrees we follow Rabbi Yossi that if it's ha'im medaber al iske gita v'kiddusha, you don't need dibur. So, who cares whether we formulate it by saying you don't need dibur, this is a dibur? So, the chor would be enough kamin in the following. What would the din be as follows? This is not such a crazy scenario. You have six people sitting in the room. There's a chasan, prospective chasan, prospective kala. And there are four, I guess we can call them the four adults, who are probably sitting in the room, we hope the chazakah to some degree adults, but the older adults are sitting in the room, and the chaz and the kala are quiet, not a word out of them. The parents are discussing all the intricacies of wedding plans. They're talking about caterers, and they're talking about florists, and they're talking about photographers, and now they're talking about apartments, and they're talking about shetels, and they're talking about who's buying jewelry. And everything, all the wedding plans are being discussed. Not a peep from the chosan, not a peep from the kala. There are two other people in the room, two edim. So far, nothing's happened yet. Just a lot of wedding plans. And now, following that grandiose discussion, the chosan, to be, takes out a ring and puts it on the girl's finger in the presence of the edim. They just finished a whole recap of all the wedding plans, and the chosan still hasn't opened up his mouth. What would you say about that? Would you say that the woman is mekudesh sadat? So I would say it depends on the shaila. If you hold that you don't really need dibur for kiddushin, the whole role of dibur was just to prove what's going on, just to prove consent, and the hoy medaber im aish al iske kiddusha is just a way of ascertaining that he means it b'toras marriage. No one would be so foolish to give a ring to a girl in the presence of Adam after a 3-hour discussion between parents about marriage and turn around and say it was just a graduation gift. That's not the way normal people think. So clear from context that he meant the b'toras kiddushin. On the other hand, he didn't say it. He didn't say a word. His parents did all the talking, but he didn't say boo. So if you say the first tzad, that it's just a psychological tzad, like the Ramah, like the Tur, like the Ran, so then we answer the psychology. We proved consent. There's no latest of suffering. We know what he means to do. But if you hold like Rashi, if you hold like Reb Chaim said, ki yikach, tzad, dira, ki yikach, and the only thing that made us accept the Hayim Adabri Me'ish Alis and Kiddushah was because he was doing some of the talking. But if he's not saying a word, it's that he didn't do the talking, so he did not marry this girl. So what would the din be? So if you take a look at the fifth of the Mamakomas, you'll notice something fascinating, that the Mordechai discusses the Shaila, but we're not sure what he says, because we're not sure how to read the Mordechai, what the correct gears in the Mordechai is. There is a difference of one letter in the Mordechai between the word im and sham, whether that letter is supposed to be an ayin or a shin, that changes the entire meaning of what the Mordechai says. So let's read the Mordechai in both ways, in the fifth of the Ramakamas. Hay medaber ima, the first bracket is not as important. So lav davke ima. So the Mordechai starts out by saying, it doesn't mean necessarily, literally, he's talking to her, Elohu hadin im medabrim. We're going to read it first with the brackets. Im medabrim sham acherim befaneha. He says that even if he's not talking to her, who is talking? Medabrim sham acherim. There are others who are talking. Medabrim shamacher means there are others who are talking there, i.e. he didn't open up his mouth. And the Mordechai says, Matzasi, he saw this in Rishonim and earlier sources, that that would be acceptable. So if you read the Mordechai with that girsa of Shah, Medabim Shah Machirim, that is in effect saying the husband, the chassan, didn't open up his mouth and the Kedushin is still good. Proof positive that you don't really need a dibor. All you need is a halchach, all you need is a proof. But if you read it the other way, Lav davke ima, elohu adin im medabrim im achirim bifaneha. What's up, see? That means that there's talking going on with others in her presence. He's not saying who's doing that talking. Who's doing the talking? Maybe the chassan is still doing the talking. It's not clear from the other gears who's doing the talking. It just means that he's not talking to her directly. He's talking to the parents. He's talking to the kids. He's talking to everyone else in the room. But he's at least talking. According to the first gears, he's not talking. And the condition is still good. According to the second gears, he's talking. Maybe not talking straight to her, but he's still doing talking. And therefore, only then the condition would be acceptable.
Rabbi, doesn't the word medabrim indicate that it's not the...
So the word medabrim is beloshen rabim, but it could be that medabrim means everyone's talking. But it doesn't highlight the fact that it's somebody else in contrast to him, unlike the other gears that would clearly highlight that.
It's not
that.
The woman, because it's
Bifaneha. Right, Bifaneha, right. So again, it's hard to make a din deraisa dependent upon an ayin or a shin. You know, some sefer somewhere was a little sloppy. We couldn't tell whether you wrote an ayin or a shin, but it changes the nuance of what the Mordechai is trying to say. So, at the end of the day, we have two different approaches in the Rishonim as to what the potential issue is in the sugya. Is the issue in the sugya more of a consent issue? And we could perhaps reach that consent. We can convince ourselves of that consent through perhaps other ways. Or do I say no? There's something much more halachic going on. More of a kiyikach lo kisikach. That's what's really playing out of the sugya. There is another approach to the sugya that appears in the Rashba. If you take a look at the Rashba, it's on the 8th of the Mamakomos. It's going on to the back of the page. If you take a look at the Rashba, it's six lines from the end of the Rashba, right in the middle of the line. First one line is Mekudeshes. So the Afapi, the Rashba says that even though our whole discussion, Shadvarim Marin, it would appear to us, the Ladas Masha Amrlo Nasan Hu. Says, come on, he's giving her a ring and she's talking. It's obvious what he wants to do. Don't we know that he wants to be Mekadeshar? She comes... Now, normally, the Dibur is first. Normally, when you're Mekadesh and Isha, so first you say Harei out, then as soon as you finish the Harei out, then you put the ring on. So it's over here. She's saying the Harei Ani Mekadesh Eslecha, and as soon as she finishes, he puts a ring on her finger. So says the Rashba, come on. He says, you don't think we know what he means to do? This is in contrast to the Ramah, in contrast to the Tur, in contrast to the Ran, who said, yeah, we taka don't know what he means to do, and that's exactly why we're not sure the condition is chal. Says the Rashba, come on. Psychologically, we know exactly, we've assessed what his kavana is. And it's as if he spelled it out. However, says the Rashba, the problem lies in the following. That's the magic phrase according to the Rashba. We need Eidim for Kedushin. The Mekadesh below Eidim, Ein Chash in the Kedushin. The Gemara says in the later on, in the third Parak Masechus Kedushin, that if a person is Mekadesh Nisha without Eidim, even though they both agree, there's no question that they both agree. A man and woman walk into a room, she comes out a second later with a ring on her finger, nobody saw the giving of the ring. He says, I gave it to her, B'Torah's Kedushin. She says, I accepted it, B'Torah's Kedushin. And you know what we say? She doesn't need to get at all, not midrash, not midrabban, is a garnish, absolutely nothing, because mekadesh below eidim in chash and the kedushin. We've already explained this many times this year that the role of eidim for kedushin is fundamentally different than the role of eidim in other areas of halacha. Normally, in dinei mamonos, the Gemara uses the phrase lo ivru sadi el shacharei, that the goal of eidim were created for liars. Namely, what do you need eidim for? If I bought a bag of potatoes from you, but the mechira is not chal, it doesn't take effect unless they're eidim, that's absurd. Of course the mechira takes place. The only thing is, if in a week from now we're going to fight about it, I'm going to say, no, you didn't pay me for the potatoes. I'm going to say, I didn't buy the potatoes. You're going to argue. So it would be a good idea if you want to have eidim present. If we both trust each other, because of that, so we, and all mechamemka could take place without eidim. Ibru sadi al-shakri. But the Gemara says that rule doesn't apply for Kedushin. When it comes to Kedushin, even though everybody agrees, everyone's friendly, everyone's saying the same thing, it doesn't matter. Kol Zman we don't have Edim, that's the din Dovid Dovim. Gezeres across of Kach Nemra Alocha Moshe Mesinai, and Kaddish Blu Edim is Eid Chash the Kedushin. So says the Rashba, once we have this Alocha about the absolute requirement of Edim, Im Kain, says the Rashba, Kevin Shlo Pirish Kain, since he didn't say out explicitly L'Shem Kedushin, the Efsher Shal L'Shem Matar Nosan. It's possible, not too probable, it's possible, in the back of the mind, maybe he gave it as a Matar V'lo L'Shem Kedushin. Ava Pishahu Moda L'Shem Kedushin Nosan, Kibosha Amra. Even though he's not saying that, he's not advancing that claim. He's not saying a week later that he didn't mean to be Mekadoshah. He's saying he did mean to be Mekadoshah. Afilu Hachi says the Rashba, there's still a problem. Ain kan aid the Shmiya v'lo re'iya l'shem kedushin. Says the Edom didn't hear the magic words. They didn't see a kedushin. El Hashem donin kavonas halev. The Edom are psychologists now. The Edom are assessing and saying, well, we heard that she said a lashon kedushin. That doesn't really mean anything. And from the fact that she gave Allah said a lashon kedushin and he gave her a ring immediately, he probably meant kedushin. Probably, almost, but not quite. That's not called Eidus. Eidus means it has to be Elohim Donim Kavanas Halev, the Ein Kan Eidus. Unless there's an absolute Eidus, so then the Kedusha is no good. That's like Mekadosh Below Eidim. So the Rashba just gave us a whole different spin on the Sugya. Unlike Rashi, who's saying that the problem of Nasanuv Amrahi lies in the psukim of Kiyikach and Kisikach, unlike the Ran, the Rama, and the Tor, who was saying the problem lies in the psychology, we're not even sure whether we meant to agree or not. The Rashba says, no, it's not a psychosis of Kiyikach. And it's not really psychology. We really know what's going on. We really know what he wants. We know it, but the way we know it is not through the vehicle of Eidos. And the special, unique din, the superimposed halach of Mekadosh B'leidim Echash L'Kedushav, is ultimately what throws into question whether the Nasanuv Amrei is going to be acceptable. So we have three different approaches in the Rishonim as to what is the root of the issue. Why Chazal weren't sure about a Nasanuv Amrei? Is it that we're not really sure what they mean? Is it because we're lacking Kiyikach in its entirety? Or because there's some kind of deficiency in terms of Fichas Eidus? So three different possibilities. So we spent a lot of time talking about Nasanuv Amrei. One last case of the Gemara that doesn't appear. That's the opposite of a Nos Nahi V'Amarhu. That's what we mentioned the other day. What if she gave the ring and he says the Reyat? Does that change anything? Is that better? Is that worse? Is that the same? Hopefully that's here on Friday. We'll touch a little bit on that and then we'll probably move on to the beginning of the next one.